It is the Rokan Show with Anna DeBlantis right here, 720 WGN. Kevin Powell is with us doing these sports. And sweet
Lou.
Lou Kanellis is just, have you arrived now back home from Houston?
I'm literally sitting in baggage claim waiting for my wife, Monica, to pick me up.
Here at O'Hare?
Here at O'Hare.
Oh, welcome back home.
What a game, Anna.
Oh, unbelievable.
I think you and I were the only two.
I think so, too.
Cheering for the evil empire.
It was not a popular choice. I would agree with you. 2-1 fans wanted Atlanta to win.
Yeah, whatever.
Lou.
Exactly. Greatest of all time. I mean, what a comeback.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Anna.
You've seen so many sports games. I'm just wondering how this one ranks in terms of the best comebacks and the best games.
It may be one. It's got to be the best comeback in NFL Super Bowl history for sure.
I think that's confirmed. But, I mean, it just feels like even on a global scale. I mean, times
global
you
scale.
See something like that.
How much more of
I
this?
I just want
Tom
us to
Brady
load on how great Tom Brady is.
Deification? Do we have to put up with? I just don't
Rose
know.
I getting very tired. Of
I am.
It.
I
just,
am tired
can't
of it.
Hear it.
I am tired. Lo, you'll understand this. You know, I'm not a betting man. And but I did have a friendly wager last night.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
Yeah, yeah. With actually a mutual friend of ours, as a matter of fact. And I with 5 minutes to go in the game, I was like, you know, I was in clover at that point. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Because sometimes, you know, you're changing the bet as it goes along, and it's like, you know, everything was going
clover. I don't understand that.
Clover's green.
Got it. Okay.
And then something happened. Something evil happened. And its name was Tom.
Tom Brady, did you win?
Well, you know, Brady's not the only reason that the Patriots won. I think Atlanta screwed themselves. What do they call it? Screwed the pooch there in the fourth mm-hmm. quarter? I mean, that was awful, awful. Time management, the fumble off the snap, play calling. And here, I had a little wager with my co-anchor on the 9 o'clock news, Jeff Herndon. And I told Jeff all week, come on, come to the dark side, Jeff. You got to take the Patriots, lay in the three, and take the over. And he kept saying, no, no, no. And I said, in the end, the experience of playing in a seventh Super Bowl opposed to having never played in a Super Bowl will be a factor. And I really truly believe that Dan Quinn, the head coach of the Falcons, had never been on a stage like that. Julio Jones, who only had 4 catches, had never played in the Super Bowl. Matt Ryan, the MVP, they just had never been there. Whereas Brady was so calm and collective that he sliced up their defense in overtime like a surgeon. When they won the snap, when they won the coin flip for overtime, you knew it was over.
Yeah, you kind of got the feeling the momentum was suddenly totally on their side against all odds.
Well, Lou, this puts to rest the debate, right? Who the greatest quarterback of all time is.
Oh, for
I know,
God
I'm sorry.
Sake.
I knew Ro would hate this. Anna will love the question.
Yes.
But come on. I mean,
go on, Kevin.
This,
please.
It's not really debatable anymore, is it, Lou?
No. Who's going to debate that, really? I mean, think about what this guy has done. He wins his record 4th Super Bowl MVP, his 5th Super Bowl ring, which is a record. Last night he goes 43 of 62, most attempts, most completions in a game in a Super Bowl history, in Super Bowl history. 466 yards, greatest comeback ever. I mean, what more does the guy? And, oh, by the way, he did this without Rob Gronkowski. He did this being suspended for 4 games. He threw 2 interceptions, guys, the whole regular season. Bears quarterbacks throw 2 interceptions on back-to-back series.
Yeah, he looked Cutler-esque a little bit in that one moment of the game.
Well,
God. Can I ask you a question? Can I just stop everyone here for a moment?
From the Brady
worship?
A lot
of TB12 love.
Yeah.
Sorry, Ro.
Mm-hmm. Can I just stop everybody?
Sure.
I want to stop everybody. I want to know if Sweet Lou Kanellis, who, of course, you know, I mean, no one knows the Bears better than Sweet Lou.
Nope.
Right? He's on the Fox 32. That's the flagship station for the Bears. That's the he knows the team. He knows the management. He gets it. Mm-hmm. Nobody better.
Nobody.
By the way, I just flew back with George McCaskey and his wife.
Oh, for God's sake.
Here, give him a plug.
That's for the wife, too. That was an excellent name drop. Now, are you picking up their bags too? You gonna take them out to the car? You gonna do that, Lou? Hey, let me ask
They're
you this:
gone.
Jimmy Garoppolo, the backup quarterback, who now has a Super Bowl ring, just standing there.
Two.
That's true. Do we believe that Jimmy Garoppolo is coming to the Chicago Bears?
You know, it's funny you bring that up, bro, because Jeff Joniak and I yesterday, about 3 hours before kickoff, we're out at NRG Stadium and we're talking, and we're all in on this move now. I wasn't before. This is before what I saw last night. There was a time where I thought, you know what, how do you give up the third pick in the draft for a kid who's started two NFL games his entire career and has thrown 94 passes? But I'm going to bet that what he has learned under Tom Brady and Bill Belichick the last three seasons is so incredibly invaluable. And frankly, I cannot put up with another season of Bears quarterbacks like I just went through. And there is not a quarterback worthy in this draft of the number three pick. But I would rather give up the number three pick for Garoppolo. And guess what? If he poops the bed and has a horrible season, you're going to be bad and you're going to be able to draft high again next year when there's a great crop of quarterbacks coming out in college football. I'm all in. I say make the trade.
Amen.
Any scenario, though, Lou, where they can maybe pull off the trade without giving up that pick? Maybe a couple second-rounders or maybe a future first? Okay.
You know why, Kevin? Kevin, there's too many teams that need a quarterback. Mm-hmm. Listen, I think if at any point ever we saw just how valuable a franchise quarterback was this season with the four final teams, your final four out there, and then the two guys, greatest quarterback of all time against the MVP, you need a great quarterback in this league to win. Period.
You know what, Lou?
Yeah, the Ravens got away with it with Trent Dilfer many years ago because of their defense. It just is, you need a quarterback that can play the game, and I'm not excited about Brian Hoyer. Hey, the Bears have another issue. Hmm. They got to make sure they don't lose their entire fan base.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a great point.
Trotting Brian Hoyer out there again or Connor Shaw, they ain't going to cut it.
I mean, you see all these fans, thousands of fans leaving early in the fourth quarter. I don't remember that from seasons past.
Or not showing up at all.
10,000 people leave.
See, I want to just ask you this, and I know Coach Fox is going to weigh in on this right now, but you just said all the stuff that Jimmy Garoppolo learned from Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, but he's going to be around Brian Hoyer and John Fox. I mean, how does that translate? Hey.
Well, we don't know if Hoyer is going to be around. You would hope that if you're going to spend a first-round pick and probably another draft pick as well to get this kid, that he's going to be the leader. He's going to be the franchise quarterback that you're going to build your franchise around. And you don't need anyone to tell him how it's done because he just learned the best over the last three seasons. So I don't worry about who he's going to learn from. I don't think John Fox is a guy that's going to ruin his career.
That's not true.
I'm not all in on Dowell Loggins yet. But I don't think that they're gonna ruin what this guy's accomplished so far.
Yes, I am.
Lou, you've been around, both locker rooms, the Patriots and the Bears, complete opposite ends of the NFL spectrum here. Other than the fact that the Patriots have the best quarterback, the best coach, I mean, how much different does it feel being in those locker rooms when you go to a Bears locker room at House Hall or when you're around the Patriots, chemistry, whatever you want to call it? What's the biggest difference you feel when you're around both teams?
You know what, Kevin? I have not been in the Patriots locker room enough, but I can tell you what Martellus Bennett told me last night after the game. And what Bennett said was, this week in Houston, Brady found a hill and he wanted all the players to work out and run up the hill. And he's like, what? 23 wow. weeks into the season. And we're still working out like it's training camp. And that's the difference between Tom Brady and everyone else. And to me, the similarities between, I said this on the news this morning on Fox. I said, you know what? The similarities between Brady and Michael Jordan are incredible because MJ would work out as hard as he could, like it was still training camp, even during the NBA Finals. And now you see, when you talk to players, and I had a chance to talk to all the Fox guys and all the NFL Network guys, especially Kurt Warner, who, you know, was inducted into the Hall, or made it into the Hall of Fame this week.
Yeah. And what a great story that is.
Great story. And they all said the same thing, because I said, what is it? I asked Aikman, what is it about Brady that impresses you most? And they said, he's consistent, because there is no one that will outwork this guy. And he's 39, and he's done everything already.
Right.
And he's the most giving guy. When they need to go out, bro, and get a player, and they need someone to take a pay cut so they can get this new guy's salary under the cap, there's Brady willing
to give up
money that he's got coming on his contract. But he's willing, because he's such a team guy, he's willing to give up money to get that contract under the cap so the Patriots can sign up.
Well, one of the players, also a New England player, said in the post-game coverage, we were down 28-3, and I looked in his eyes, and I could tell he's just like, we're in this. We're winning this, and who's with me kind of thing. There was never a doubt in his mind, and I think that that's sort of infectious when it comes from that position.
Yeah,
that's what I think of infection.
Okay. All right, they won the game. All right, we got it.
I understand.
So you think, I just want to ask you, if you are a betting man, which of course I know you're not, would you say that, would you put money on Garoppolo coming to the Bears? Do you think it's likely or not likely?
So if I either had to bet yes or no?
Yeah, yes or no, yeah.
I would bet yes.
Wow.
Ooh.
All right.
That's exciting.
Hey, Lou, have you seen a white number 12 Patriots jersey bouncing around the airport, on the airplane, anywhere in Houston before you left? Because that's the major concern in the Houston area right now. The authorities are on it.
What happened? I mean, how could that possibly go missing?
Unbelievable. I mean, I guess the lieutenant governor has asked for
an investigation
now in Texas. And Brady was laughing about it. I don't know if you guys saw the video, but he's telling Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, hey, someone stole my jersey, and he's laughing about it. Kraft is looking at him like, you're kidding. And he goes, no, I put it in my bag, and it's gone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this could be the most valuable jersey out there. I know that the NFL Hall of Fame and Kent wants it because of last night's comeback. What's this guy, whoever stole it, what are they going to do with it? They can't sell it and put it on their wall and not tell anyone what it really is.
Right. Because now there's more people working on this than working on figuring out who the 3 million illegal Mexicans were that voted.
You're right.
It's a huge issue.
It's actually, there's only one guy working on that other thing, and that's DJT ratings machine. All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Lou.
Thanks, Lou. Welcome back home. Nice job
Thanks,
out there.
Guys.
Thanks.
See you, Lou.
Thank you.
Bye, Lou.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Lou.
Bye,
how about that, Garoppolo? You would bet that he might be here.
Yeah, you know, I could ruin him. I'm pretty sure.
The new project for Coach Fox.
Yeah, I could make a good to great quarterback look average to small.
I bet he'd do great here.
Maybe sprain his pinky.
Yeah, like that. Or just keep having him hand off to a guy who's not even a running back. I've got that play now. Hand it off to the center and let him run.
Yeah, it's innovative.
Yeah, it's the thought. All right. I want the center to declare himself as an eligible receiver.
I think that's a legal coach. We'll give it a shot.
Oh, just try it.
Okay.
Great plan.
Plus, I think I should teach the guys to hold. That's really a good thing to do, isn't
it's good,
it?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Only a 10-yard penalty.
All right. Violetta Pidermedic's got the WGN traffic double spots.